Hello? Hello? This is the start of the show. This is the opening. How you doing? It's a fun show today, our 100th show. Rory Scovel was our guest. You know, somebody does this thing where they act out tweets. Now, they did one tweet of mine where I accidentally tweeted, "Oh, no, here we go," I wrote, for whatever the reason. I like that idea, though. I'd like to see him do some of my other tweets. So that's not the way I was going to start my opening, but I just thought of that. Also, I want to thank Jordan, Rory's fiance, for bringing, you know, I forget what they're called. These like little scooter pies or something. She brought them for our 100th show. Like a big plate of them. She makes them herself. They were delicious. Thank you, Jordan. And thank you, Rory. Portland, we didn't even talk about Portland on today's show. Portland was a lot of fun. Portland was a lot of fun. There were a few times, if you were at those shows, I'm going to say this for those people, and I went off on someone. But by the way, a lot of times when you say someone heckled, usually people think it means they yelled something mean. Nobody did at all, ever, on any of the shows yell at anything mean. But someone yells something, they think it's, you know, appropriate. And I went off on them, not yelling or cursing, but definitely breaking it down to, why do you do that? And I think the reason I do it there, it's a compliment to those audiences. Sometimes when you're at like places like the best of the best of a comedy club, or, you know, whatever those clubs are, when you're at the UCB over the years, or the Meltdown, or in this case, Portland, the audiences are just wonderful. So when I feel like when just maybe a person comes in there and they it's not even that bad what they did. I mean, I picture them in the car on the way home going, God, and you're sort of right. It's an insult, what I'm about to say, but it's a compliment to the audiences. For the person that yells out or thinks they have something to say and they yell it out, you don't realize that you were surrounded by the best of the best of audiences. So therefore, when you yell something out, it's a little bit of a shock because we're not ready for it. Those audiences are just like, look, I've said this before, they're patient, they're nurturing. They know if there's a pause in your act that, whether they know it advertently or whether they don't know it, some do know it. Like, oh, that pause, the comedian might want it there. It's not a pause for me to yell something out. So that's why sometimes when you're in those situations, you even, it's a little more jarring because those crowds are so good. So thank you, Portland, is what I'm trying to say. And today's show, when we introduce Rory, we play music, we play it through the house, and then Chris goes over to drums, doing a fine job, I might add. So you'll know what we're doing. As we introduce him, we just all left the table and went over to the stage and just started dancing around with Rory and Jordan. And so while you're hearing that, you'll know what's happening. Some people send us bits to the show, and sometimes we use them, sometimes we don't, sometimes we do. Hold off on that for a little while, and I'll tell you why. I've been a little, but good, busy, and I answer every email. But sometimes when it's a bit, it involves me going over it with somebody or getting it to someone, and for now I'm just trying to keep my workload as light as I can. Like I said, a lot of times the bits are funny. Sometimes they'll send us an idea for a bit we already do. Just hold on off on that for now. You don't have to hold off on the emails. Those I thank God for voice activation. And that's it. But today, did I mention today is our 100th show? I did? Alrighty. And that's it. I don't think there's anything else. Oh, I'm here in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State Street. And went by last night to the open mic night and went on in front of a packed house. And you know, I've only heard great things about this club, and I can tell you, after being there one night, why. Because it's a great club. and watch the open mic night. I'll tell you what, it's always great to watch. But last night, I had a thought. A lot of really funny acts, but a few people went up for their first time ever because they mentioned it on stage. And not to be too melodramatic about it, but one act particular or two, they mentioned that they had never gone up before. And I realized something. If you're going up for the first time, and then you're going to do it forever, and that was your first time to a long road of doing it forever, I don't mean just going up once and you never do it again, but if that leads to you going up forever, then it can't go bad. Because, yes, I believe me, I get it. Sometimes you get a good reaction from the crowd, and that's the ultimate. But even if you didn't, it didn't go bad because you fucking did it. You did it. And I know it's hard to be proud of yourself when it doesn't go as well as you thought it should, but if you're on the road to doing it forever, it's a great night to be celebrated. It really is. And watching some of the acts last night, it reminds you of you first went up, and you look back, you're like, you can't believe you do it even. You're like, you got up, you drove somewhere, you got up in front of last night, a packed house, and you did it. It's crazy. And it's admirable. And you should be proud of yourself. Whether the crowd reacted as you the way you wanted them to, or whether it didn't. Sometimes you get it works. Sometimes you get both. First time and it goes over good. But it doesn't matter. It's still to be celebrated no matter what. And it was sort of inspiring to watch last night. And fun. And fun. Alrighty. So, what else can I say? What else can I say? I don't know. Enjoy the show. You're great. You are. Yeah. I'm not afraid of being cheesy. I ain't scared. I said you're great. Yeah. Maybe it feels good to hear that. It's okay. If I gotta be the one. Alright. Enjoy the show. Bye. Whee! Happy 100th episode.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You do? Are we recording?
Yeah, but I missed that.
Say it again. Fake it. See how good we are.
I'm this bad at acting.
Are you recording?
All right, but I feel like an ishkabibble.
I feel like such an ishkabibble.
You made it good again. Yeah. Hey, do you mind doing the opening of the show? Will you do it serious, though?
Yeah, I'll totally do it serious.
No, don't. I'm going to tell you right now, Rory.
You want me to do it the way that you have it, sort of recorded?
Well, you think you could do it just like that?
I could match that.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear it.
Play the background music.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Well, I can't really hear myself.
Well, let's fix it.
Hello, hello. There I am. I'm there now.
Oh, you have it without the...
Yeah.
Look at you.
Rory, we don't
care. Go ahead.
I know.
High atop Black Horse Motors on La Cienega Boulevard, it's the Todd Glass Show!
Hello? This is a famous person. Go
ladies
back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Todd Glass here.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel! Oh.
I'm happy already. I'm in such a good mood. You can fade that out. We can fade. I'm always worried it's a first-time listener, and they might want to hear the opening. Now, listen, if you're a first-time listener, we're not going to do the opening tonight because we had a glitch in it. There's a glitch in it. There you go. It's glitch. We're glitch, so you know we're not lying. And Rory did a good job. But go listen to our other show if you go, why, what's their normal opening? Is it some big hoopla?
Right.
Is it a hoopla? Why don't you and I'll tell you what. Let's do the cold opening. We're okay. Going to rip through this stuff.
Yeah.
By your choice.
Yeah.
By your choice. Because before the show, I said, I can do this in my opening that I do at my house into my phone. Okay, so here we go. First of all, no bullshit to George Carlin. I could not be happier that you and Jordan are here. It's the 100th episode.
Oh.
It's the 100th episode. Yay. So, you know. The 100th episode, you know, you do, you know, it's a big deal, you know. It's definitely a big deal. 100th episode.
It is a big, it's a
yes,
big number.
It is. And that's why we'll be playing this as betting music for the entire show. This is the happy part.
Ooh.
This is fun. Isn't this the music you would imagine if you were fucking a parrot?
That or if I was at, like, a carnival.
Oh, that's good. That's true, too.
Like a German carnival.
All right, fade that out. Okay, listen. Somebody, I'm going to get through all this really quick. I'm going to take my sweater vest off because I'm sweating already. Somebody sent me I need a dentist.
Yeah.
I'm a dentist. I will put you in the chair. I will move you back. I will look into your mouth and I'll remove the plaque because I'm a dentist. I'm a dentist, Kevin Sullivan. Somebody, my friend Steve Rosenthal, put a program on my iPad. And I can, like, write with, you know.
Name dropping.
You can take your finger and, like, write stuff and then push a button. It turns into text.
Yeah.
You know, it turns into print. How do you say it? You know what I mean? Like, my handwriting, press a. But I think there's an easier way to go about it. I need someone that is such, like, Chris, no bullshit to George Carlin. When it comes to my phone, he's changed my life because I toss it to him. Chris, can you do this? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. Bing, bang, boom. It's done. But with this. I need someone that really, maybe, not really maybe, definitely, always, sometimes?
I think sort of sometimes.
Sort of sometimes, really knows how to use the iPad and knows the programming, can just come in here one day before the show and really help me how to use it. So there's that. Jen Kirkman's new book is that. You know the name of it?
I can barely take care of myself.
I don't even hear the name. No, it's called. What's it called?
I can barely take care of myself.
Well, I didn't know she. I didn't know she was just going to tell the truth. Oh, it's fun to make fun jokes.
Okay. There's a chapter on when your friends don't know how to use their phones or iPads.
Does she really?
Yeah.
No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I can barely take care of myself. I just looked it up. It's available now.
I can barely take care of myself.
Yes.
I think that sounds like somebody just.
And I hear it's amazing.
Well, if you know the backstory to that name, it's sad because her mother asked her if she could come visit her once in a while because I love you. And she goes, I can barely take care of myself. And that's how the book got its name. Hi, I'm Todd Glass, CEO of Todd Glass, the show. Right, enough with that.
I, too, have a book.
I don't know the name of it yet. I think I'm going to call it, Hey, You, Walking Through the Airport. Come over here, you fucking pile of shit, and look at this.
Oh, you're too good to buy this?
Oh, you're too good to buy it? Oh,
piece
you're,
of shit.
Yeah, you just spent... Jen's book, I Can Barely Take Care of Myself. I actually heard very good things about it.
I did too.
Me too.
Yeah. So there you go, Jen, if you're listening. You think she even listens?
Yeah.
I think she used to.
I think she still does.
Okay, Jen, if you listen, call me up, and I want you to say this. It'll be a password. Todd, I want to fuck you.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that way I'll have that on... Hi, I'm Jen Kirkman. My new book, I can bet. I hope she is listening. By the way, I could do better with the comedy when I go, the password is, I want to fuck you. That's not even, I can do better than that. Okay, see, I criticize myself. Here's the thing. I'm going to say it. No, I won't say that. I need a patent lawyer. Well, Patton Oswalt needs a lawyer. No. I steal Chris's joke before the show. I need a patent lawyer. I can't tell you why, because you know what? I'll tell you why I'm not going to say it on the air. I would have. Now, I don't want to be one of those people that thinks, oh, they took my idea. That delegitimizes when people really do steal. There's a shit ton of times, yes, when people do take ideas from other people, sometimes commercials or comedians' bits, but there's also minds think alike. So you really got to be careful because it delegitimizes when something really is stolen. Mm-hmm. I don't negate that sometimes people steal things, but you know what? But and throughout my whole career, I'm always like, no, my brother will call me, that guy's doing your joke, and I know the guy's got it. You know, it's a comedian that I respect. I'm like, no, then he didn't take my bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Carl's Jr. has Pop Tarts with ice cream on them.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like a Pop Tart ice cream.
You're damn right, I do, Chris. You think everything's a joke? Just kidding. Why did you look at me like I was serious? Talk really loud if you're going to talk because you don't have a mic.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Right, Pop Tarts with ice cream.
Yeah, Pop Tarts. That's go back to. Can someone else think of that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, and you're not going to believe this, but Scott has footage, unused B-roll from my Modern Comedian episode where we made Pop Tarts with ice cream in them. That was before your party.
So where'd you get the idea from? All right, so
Charles
I need a
Jr.
patent lawyer. Maybe if someone
Charles Jr., that's a circle of life.
Hey, it's all a circle. Hi.
What? I
it's two CEOs who don't know who should get to do the promo.
And then
I'm
Rory.
I'm Todd Glass.
I'm Scoville.
And I'm here to tell you.
I want to say.
Right, let's start over. One of us
promos,
has to go first.
Okay.
Rory, one of us has to go first.
Okay.
All right, let's do it again.
Hi.
All right, listen. All right. Let's just.
You know what?
Hi.
Or hello.
I'm Todd Glass.
Scoville. But I'm only saying a word every now and then. Keep going. Keep doing
it. Hi. I'm Todd Glass, CEO of Carl's Jr.
Jr.
This year, we're releasing
burgers and desserts.
Menu items. And
stuff that people want to eat.
Do that. You go first.
All right.
Go.
Hello. I'm Rory Scoville, CEO of Carl's Jr. I would like to sincerely apologize to Todd Glass and the Todd Glass Show.
Honey!
One night I was at home watching YouTube, as I often do, and I came across a web series
called Modern Comedian
by Scott Moron. And there was an episode.
Hold on. Let me get through this. Otherwise, I'm not really enjoying myself. Out of Order, it's an indie film, right?
It's on Indiegogo.com.
Indiegogo.com, Out of Order. I think you have to go there. I heard good things about this, and I like what they're doing. And I might not be promoting it, but Phil Zaks, I heard the project already got funded, but I didn't want anything. I forgot about you. Okay, so it's Out of Order. It's a film, and you have to go to Indiegogo.com
to see.
Is there a trailer?
Maybe they need help with craft services.
They just got the funding to make it.
Are you comfortable? Oh no, I don't want to do that. Okay, keep them alone. Okay, no. I don't want to talk about that. By the way, thanks, Sean and Ross. They sent two good ideas for...
You're welcome.
They're
in the studio.
For Eric, Sean and Ross. You know who you are. All right. So I think we got through all that. I think that's all good. That was quick.
Hi.
The more I do other podcasts, the more I realize sitting across waiting, it sucks. So how long was that?
That was 9 minutes and 42 seconds.
Yeah, that's already too long.
Seconds?
I apologize. But we did bits together. Yeah, I didn't make you sit over there.
I'm Todd Glass, and the movie Out of Order was my idea.
Should we what?
So we should start over.
No, why? Oh, no. You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here we go. This is it. Let me slow down a little.
Can I grab a beer real fast?
Absolutely. Will you go? Believe me, I've done this before. I'm fine without you. I'm good. Today on the
I'm back.
Oh God, yeah, that wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. Seriously, I mean, you know, it's easier to have you here. I have stuff to bounce people off of, but
bounce people off of.
But I mean, to bounce my bits off of. But I did a good. Do you think I did a good job?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me take a sip of my coffee.
Hi, I'm Rory Scoville, and I was at the Todd Glass Show for the 100th episode when Todd had everyone vote if we thought he did really well during the Rory Was Gone segment. I voted yes, even though I thought he did horrible. I hated it, and it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. In fact. Afterwards, the whole group went out to celebrate. Sans Todd, of course. He won't hang out with any of the crew once he's outside. And I don't know what that means.
Play it back, I was going to say. Like you say, it didn't go well. We're going to...
Oh, yeah, it didn't go well. And we're going to play it one more time.
I got to admit, after listening to it now, it didn't go well.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
How about these fucking idiots?
They all voted yes.
They all thought it went good. I fooled them. Just like Eddie Pepitone fooled them with the toupee. All right, listen. Okay, seriously, this is going to be a fun show. I'm setting welcome back. I was away last week. No, I wasn't. I just like saying that. You know what we're saying? Okay, hold on.
Calm down.
Calm down. I want to utilize you, Rory, today to your max. That's why I'm glad we got that out of the way. I'm focused on you. You are my guest. You are the most important thing.
Thank you.
What I is there anything gentle you want to talk about before I introduce you and give you your proper intro? Is there anything you're like, you know what?
Once can I plug something?
Yes.
I was in a pilot on Amazon.com with some Denver comedians and some LA comedians, and it's called Those Who Can't. So go to Amazon.com and try to find Those Who Can't and
it's
watch it.
It's free to watch it.
It's free to watch it and vote on it because if you give it a good review.
You know what I always tell our audiences?
She's great in it.
I always tell our audiences that.
Always great, Rory.
That's when we need your help.
Yeah.
When we just ask you to tweet something. And by the way, they make me proud. So, you know, do this for Rory.
Yeah. Go and watch it and let this series get picked up. I think it's funny.
It's the power of social media. You know, it is our 100th episode. The fuck is this? And I'm not shitting around. 100th episode.
I guess Todd's been podcasting for 100 shows. And I bet he'll be podcasting for 100 more. Oh, it's like we started Friday when it's download time. And
can you pause that again? Not again. Can you start it up again? I'm going to say something. To George Carlin, I'm being serious, but I think it throws into the song better. So you ready with the song?
Sure.
Okay. You know, oh, by the way, Richard, B-I-V-E-N-S. That was a very kind email. It really was. You know.
He has a really weird last name.
Oh, yeah. That's just Bivins? How you say it. B-I-V. I probably said it wrong, but Richard, you know who you are.
That's how you pronounce it. You're not spelling it. That's how you pronounce it.
No, no. When people see him, he's a teacher, matter of fact, and I've been to his classroom, and they go, Mr. B-I-V-N-S.
Yeah. They have to.
Excuse me, Mr. B-I-V-I-N-S.
Yes. Mr. B-I-V-I-N-S.
I bet there's people, and we'll get to the song that Jingle Joe did, that... The Jingle Joe song. But... there's probably a lot of people with these names that go, Todd, how serious are you? And when Eric is here, it's a lot easier because if he takes it right from the email. But I spell it, and I really do go slow. As I'm writing emails, I go, Todd, it's at one point it's ridiculous. Like, you might have dyslexia. That doesn't mean you can't slowly do – I don't know what it is. But you know what? They know who they are, and I always get their first names right most of the time. It has nothing to do with disrespect. It just – I think we've talked about this. Okay. I just still feel a little weird about it sometimes. Like, I remember writing that. Sure. And going, Todd, I looked at it four times. I went, get this right. You can get it right if you just slow down. Don't write the letters so you read. You can tell it's a B now, but later it could look like a.
So you have Chris do your phone. You have your buddy do your iPad. Are you saying you need someone now to just do the emails?
No, I do. I voice memo the emails.
All right.
I don't know if there's any. There might be never.
Do you have someone that just does your TV? Like everything, like your coffee maker? You have someone that's
I have a
there.
Coffee maker guy. No, it's not like. It's
I have a coffee maker.
He comes in the morning. Or she, if you like girls. Pussy and coffee. Okay, so listen.
CD title.
It takes a lot of people. Let's flow into this song. Let's do it right. You know, like, this is, you know. It takes a lot of people to do 100 shows. You know, it's not only me. I know people that listen to the show.
But
they think it's just me.
You do admit that it's kind of weird. You brought your own birthday cake, like, for the thing. Like, that's you think a crew member should have gotten that, but you
I did not
it
buy
in.
That.
Yes, you did.
I did. I know. Shit, it sucks. I bumped into you at Vaughn's today. I thought you didn't see me. And by the way, I was only cashing in my change as a joke. that's a weird thing. Hey, how you doing? How's your career? Ching, 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 ching. Pretty good. I'm, you know. That,
buying
by the way,
my own cake.
Yeah, I'm buying my own cake with
so,
my change.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What do you fucking think? Are you buying a cake with spare change? I am. But ladies and gentlemen, let me say something very serious. Maybe put a little reverb in my mic, Katie. This show is, you know, every week, whether it's Mikey LaRue that's here or whether it's Katie or Steve Finehart stops by, doesn't do that much. Eric, Chris Burden,
Irk.
And the nice emails that we get, even though I won't read them, they mean a lot. And I could not be any more excited about this. It's 100 shows, ladies and gentlemen. Let's soak in it.
I guess
Yes, Todd's been podcasting for 100 shows.
Aww.
And I bet he'll be podcasting for 100 more.
Aww.
Oh, it's like we started Friday.
Aww.
But it's download time.
Aww.
And I can't remember what I listened to before. What would we do, baby, without Todd?
Rory, this is serious.
Without Todd, Rory Scovel's here to celebrate this 100th show. What would we do, baby, without Todd?
Without Rory.
Aww. Rory, would you do me a favor?
I loved Cheers. I loved it.
Was that a parody?
That was Cheers.
That was a parody of a song?
From Cheers.
Lazy piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we've been together.
Oh, it sounds different this time.
Guess Todd's done 100 shows.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you and... Can you get his song ready?
Sure.
And tell me where to press play. I want you to go downstairs and get your proper introduction.
All right.
Can you walk downstairs with Jordan, please?
Are you going to be able to talk while I'm gone? Are you going to be able to handle this?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right, here I go.
Hold on. Which one? Tell me which one to play. Okay, go ahead. Hold on.
No, it doesn't. You're not really going to turn it on.
Okay.
Which one is it? I don't know.
Oh, I got it.
Is this on top?
Well, Rory Scovel's here tonight.
Rory Scovel, everybody.
So he's going to be good. Yeah. He brought it on. She's his girlfriend. Yeah, right. We don't believe him. Well, hell no, we don't believe him. She's way too pretty, but believe me when I say we'd all like to get with her. Yeah. We'd like to get with her. I want to get with her. We all want to get with her.
How you doing?
Yeah, yeah. When you're not looking, gonna get with her. When you take a break, we're gonna get with her. She's way, way too pretty for you.
Wow!
All right, everybody, nice round of applause.
I also have some news.
All right, Faye, let's get back. That was exhausting. You know, I don't think people realize. I think they do and they don't know that we really... I mean, if we put that video we just shot up, which we don't always do, that we get up and we move around.
Jordan and I are we're splitting up.
Well, Rory Scovel's here tonight. He's on the talk glass, so he's gonna be good.
Things have changed for him.
Can you be honest? Seriously, tell me. Talk about it. Let's talk about it. What happened? When did it start? And let's be honest about it. We made a little joke about it. When did it? People go through this. People that think they're going to spend the rest of their lives together, and things happen.
She.
Go ahead.
Well, she actually became upset with me when I said that. A lot of my friends, early on when we first met, they dared me to go out with her. They kind of said, "Oh, for $50, do you think you could go the distance with this girl?" And I was like, "Oh, you mean like for like have sex?" And they're like, "No, kids, house, car, future, become grandparents together."
Oh, wait, shut this off.
And
this is horrible. I thought you were doing a bit.
No, this is real.
Someone dared you? This is like a movie.
Well, they bet me like $50. Can you go the distance with this girl?
Oh, I don't even know if that's... You know what? No.
I think we have to see. I have to become a granddad, I guess.
I think we need different background music. So if this really happens. God, that's sad even just thinking about that.
Now you see what she's upset about. I mean, are you upset about it?
Yeah! All right, don't get her started. Chicken sandwiches?
Babe, just go sit down.
Chicken sandwiches. Taka. Let her talk. You know, we never really let her talk. Rory, get up.
All right.
And then let Jordan sit down there. Are you okay? Are you okay? What do you like to eat? All right, let Rory come back. I can't deal with that.
That's all I do.
I'm so much I don't want to deal with it. I go, that's all she's going to say. What do you like to eat? Chicken sandwiches. Okay. You sure it's not that had anything to do with the breaking up?
No, she hates that it was a bet. She hates that it was a bet.
All right, listen. I don't know where to start today. I gotta be honest. It's gonna be fun.
Hot. It's gonna be a hot one.
I'm ready. I'm ready to already hit the marijuana. I'm not lying.
Hi. I'm Todd Glass. And tonight on Sensual Weather.
What song is this?
It's gonna be cloudy.
Oh, it's the memories. We had some fun memories, Rory, didn't we?
I remember when this whole thing got started, I said, Todd, it's not worth your time.
You did say that. You called me every single day when I was getting ready to get in the studio ready, and we were coming in here and painting, and they were putting in the stage and the lighting, and you would call me every day, and you'd go, it's a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Shut the music off, and let me play one of those messages that you know that Rory left. It's 32 on there.
Okay. Hey, Todd. Hey, Rory. Sorry, I just got back from the dentist. I had to have my wisdom teeth out, while I was passed out, I remembered. Was that a dream that you're doing this podcast, or was that real? Because now that I'm kind of coming out of the anesthesia and stuff, I'm just wondering, certainly not. Like, I had a good laugh in the dream. I was like, who would really do that to themselves? And so I just wanted to...
Hold on, play another one. He calls back. Turn the music off. Oh, wait, you're fine with him. Okay, he calls back. I love any phone sound effects. It doesn't make it. Makes it a bit better. Even if it's... Okay, now play this. Play 80. It's 80. It's right over there.
Click. Click. Hey, Todd. It's me again. Sorry I hung up before. I just want to be really clear that if this isn't a dream...
Hey, Rory, it's Todd. It's 1980. I heard you leaving a message and I'm picking up.
Hey, Todd. The podcast thing that's going to be relevant in about 30 years. You're not going to do that, are you?
No.
Really?
No, it's just a joke.
Right?
Oh, by the way, not to break character, but it makes me laugh every day when you call. I still laugh when you go, hey, Todd, because I totally fell for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, like the Netflix special you just did? Like, that's a joke, right?
That's not real.
Like, right? You're not really charming,
come
right?
On.
You're not really. That's
I get it.
I get it. By the way, I don't know if you could think of any of these, but you know how there's Confucius?
Mm-hmm.
You know Confucius, right? People love Confucius.
Right.
Well, what about Confused-ish?
Confused-ish.
Give me a little of that.
You like Confucius. Oh, you're gonna love Confused-ish.
Like, what would Confucius say? Is that a lot to throw at you?
Because
I can't think of any.
So Confucius is kind of like Confucius say, he who drink from the... I don't know what an example would be, but it's always like very poignant and smart.
How about like you reach for the... don't wait for your ship to come in. Rent a rowboat.
That's Confused-ish?
Well, like the smart comment is, don't wait for your ship to come in, row out and meet it. But this guy's Confused-ish.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Play it again. Let's get people, because the more we play this jingle, the more we play it.
Yeah.
You like Confucius. Oh, you're gonna love Confused-ish.
We're going to do it. We're going to get people to tweet them. Now, Rory, it's all about you.
Thank you.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
And let's celebrate.
Okay.
And we're going to come back celebrating. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Kick it in.
Listen to the sound effect. You know what I want to do?
You want to, like, kick it in. You want to kick in the party. Crackers, cheese. No. I got some.
Listen. Salami. Listen, Rory.
Listen. Yeah, I get it. Have some, you know, have some fun. Do some crackers. Do some
ice cream
sandwiches.
By the way, two of the stupidest guys in the world right now.
Music.
And I'm patient and stupid. No, Rory, listen. What are we going to do? We're going to take a break. It's the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Usually we wait till the end. But it's the 100th episode. I want to get silly. What are we going to do? Listen to another.
Play some crazy music. I mean, those songs are good.
What are the other songs we used to play for Rory? Do we have any more of those?
Yeah.
We've done a lot for you over the years.
I agree.
You know, we had anything to do with your career?
I think so.
I think you're fucking right so.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, baby.
Rory Scovel's here.
Yeah.
He's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear, he's brought with him his fiance.
Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's her name.
Jordan.
But she doesn't have
All right, get her away from Rory. All right, get her away from Rory. All right, get her away from Rory.
That's what I call cool.
Get her away from the mic. Get her away from the mic.
Without a beard. She's super sweet. She's, yeah, just a
hit her, Eric,
weird.
Come on.
All
right, someone calm her down. Splash water on her. Splash water on her. Splash water on her. Go splash water on her. Eric, splash water on her. Splash water on her. Splash more. Splash more. Seriously, shut the music off. I gotta stop her.
She's fine. Shh.
The image of her in the studio and Eric's over there splashing water on her face.
Now, why the fuck is that gonna get her to stop? Do we have any others?
Sure.
Well, let's wait till we come back. Play that one again that we just played in the. You know what? We do some. We got some great play. This show inspires. It really does. That's why we have the PSAs we run because we inspire.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't we go to a break and we'll play a.
We don't have any.
Oh, that's a.
Play that one.
He didn't hear that. He doesn't know.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do. For the freedom of man.
The Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network.
We'll be back with Rory Scovel, America. Don't have to make fun of me either. Hey, Rory, we can't take a bigger break now because we've already taken our allotted break.
Yes.
I have to go to the bathroom. I sat there and I gabbed the whole time, and I really didn't even ever go to the bathroom. Would you mind doing me a favor?
What?
Would you mind? You know what? I better just stay. They better just stay.
No, I'll do it. Go to the
A lot of people have had trouble in the past. They think it's easier. And then when I leave the room, they say they did good. But a lot of the people on the show, when they're not around, go, I'm not kidding you. Who was it? Tom Martin or Blake Wexler? Literally, couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
They just went, I'm like, oh, my God. So I'll just stick around and I'll be fine. I'll go to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom. It'll be fine.
You really think
yes,
you can do it?
Be fine. It'll be fun.
Well, we got to have a bond here, and I'm going to have to use our word that we use on the show. Do you swear to God if he does a bad job? Because I know you guys really like Rory. And, I got to get the right feedback. So if he does a bad job, well, you guys don't make fun of him, but say it was hard for him. Will you admit it?
I swear to God.
We're always honest with you.
I know you are, Eric. But sometimes, Chris, just because you're a little younger.
You just want me to kind of just. You want me to just kind of do.
I love any bit like this.
I'll just do what Todd does.
Well, you don't have to try to be me. Just do whatever you do. But I thought you think you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? And that's right. I can stop a bit if I want, even though everyone knows where we're going to go with this. Of course, I hope. And you might go, no, Todd. Yeah, you're going to be bad. It's still funny.
Yeah.
And that's why I love dissecting bits to appreciate the bullshit you're about to hear, even though it's a bit. To hear someone blatantly lie to somebody, it's fucking hilarious. Watch as we continue the bit.
It's very funny.
So you think you're going to be all right?
Oh,
I'll be great. I'll be great.
All right, I'll be right back. All right. I do have to go.
How long do you think you'll be in there?
Oh, I won't be. Well, you don't have to take. Oh, you're actually going to come over and take the mic?
Yeah.
I'll
be in there.
I'll be. Well, you know what? Not that long. I just have to pee, so it should be.
Take your time. Why rush?
I think I might have to poop just a little.
Just a little poop?
Not a lot.
A little bit of poop, poop. Got to do poop, poop.
It's mostly pee. What if I was that stupid? I didn't want anyone to think I'm gross. It's mostly pee. Mostly pee.
Yeah, that makes it less gross.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in there shitting up a storm.
I'm not shitting. Like, I'm going to poop a little.
Like, you know, which I don't want to point out names, somebody that came in here and went into the bathroom and shitted it up. Steve Fine Arts, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Give him a nice round of applause. Hey. Seriously, everybody. No. Come on. He didn't.
So you're just doing a baby poop.
What?
You're doing a baby poop. Oh, okay.
Even in the bit, I don't want people to picture me shitting.
And now your host, Todd Glass.
You're all right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back. Can I tell you something before I leave? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously.
I'm. Can I
have to pee so bad. You don't know what it's like to have a friend here. You know I could do this show twice a week if I had someone like you around that I could go take a break or I could do if I had to make a call to know that I didn't have
I'm
to
here
be
for
here
you.
All by myself.
I am here for you.
Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
You sure?
Just,
you know, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Rory.
You just started to pee a little.
Get
to
the shit, bathroom. Right. Oh, fuck.
That's I'm on peeing. My leg.
Oh, shit, I am
peeing. Okay, folks, and we're back with the Todd Glass Show. Now, let's go to the phone lines because we got some people that have called in. They've had questions. They want to know, what's the show like? You know, what's the behind the scenes like? Of the show. How does it all work? Oh, we got a caller. Hold on. Start that again. Do that one more time. Hold on. Wait a second. Wait 1 second. Can you start it over? Did you start? No. Don't play it. Just start it over. Okay. You know what? I want to say something right now, and I want to say this to the group, indicating, because we've been doing, this is the 100th show. This is the 100th time we've been here doing this, and it's been good. Has it been great? No. I would say if it hasn't been great, but that's the thing that you're going to get from me, is that when it's good, I say it's good. But you know what? And get this queued up. When it's bad, I say it's bad. You know who doesn't do that? You know who doesn't do that? You know who doesn't do that? Mark Maron. He doesn't do it. Play the thing. Hi. I'm Rory Scovel, and this is the Todd Glass Show, our 100th episode. And now I want to say in memoriam all the people that have been working on the show who died in the past 100 episodes. All the different people. We had a sound guy. You know, it wasn't always Chris Burden. We had a sound guy. His name was Jimmy Francis. And he used to do a boom mic, which we found completely ridiculous. It didn't work at all for the show. We realized we all needed individual microphones. Jimmy died. Well, he didn't die. We fired him. Either way, he's not here anymore. Now we got Chris Burden.
Say his wife was pregnant.
His wife was pregnant, which makes it just even more tragic. He might be dead. Katie, look into that. I want to know if he's dead or not. If he's not, send him flowers. Don't really send him flowers.
Oh, my God. I could watch it. Because you took it a completely different direction than I thought. I mean, you were more disrespectful to me, right? Wouldn't you say? By the way, it sounds completely different sitting over here.
Yeah.
I've never sat in this chair before.
Really?
Ladies and gentlemen, alert the media. Hi, everybody. I'm Hoshwab.
Hey, folks, come on down to Jazzy Car Sales. We got all kinds of cars that are smooth. We got smooth cars. We got acid cars. We got bebop cars. We got Louisiana, New Orleans stuff.
Hello, what's a bebop car, if I might ask?
Yeah, hang up on her. Hang up on her.
Don't hang up.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I love your show.
Oh, who is this?
My name is Irene.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Have you listened to all 100 episodes?
Oh, I love it. I love the show.
What was your favorite episode?
Oh, I could know. If I had to pick one, it would take me all day.
Well, pick one.
Well, I have to tell you, I love Rory. I mean, he's just, we go to see all his shows. He's met me. He would definitely recognize me.
And
well, certainly.
We love the show, though. By the way, I think this bit's funnier if I'm a woman. Like, I'm not a transvestite.
Yeah.
I'm a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we love the show. My kids love you.
How many kids do you have?
Oh, I feel like if I told you, you'd laugh. Are we on the air?
You're on the air right now. Keep going. Well, tell me about your family. When did you guys start listening to the show?
We started listening to the show about a year ago. Hey, are you playing the blah, blah music?
No.
I thought I heard it because that would be disrespectful, right?
No, we're not playing that.
Because I get it when you make fun of yourselves. I understand. But I feel like I hear it a little.
If you've listened to all 100 episodes, no, I'm calling, no choice but to respect you.
Well, I'm calling in to compliment the show. And I'll tell you what. If you're playing that music, I honestly think it would... I go back into my voice. I honestly think it would be disrespectful.
If you're playing it, I'm going to go back into my voice.
Yeah, if you noticed, I completely slipped out of character. And I want to know why I can't get on television with commitment like that.
Can we go to sexy? I want to go to sexy weather. Sexy weather with Todd Glass.
Oh, with this person?
Yeah. No, with this person.
I don't think that's Todd Glass, to be honest. That's not the way I look at it.
That's how your voice sounds.
Are you serious?
Wait, were you doing a voice?
Shut the fuck up. Can I tell you, it's a lot easier to sit over here on my show.
Is it?
Like, I'm not ready to turn it over to you yet, but I'd like to come back over there, do some stuff, and then turn it over to you to bring
it home. Let's do
that. Because with you sitting over there, it's made me relax.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have my own podcast. You should, and I should be on it every week.
You know what would be fun is if you wrote all these things out but didn't tell me what they were. So I like went through these announcements.
That's what I thought you
all
were
right,
doing.
So,
well, I didn't know what you were doing when I went to the bathroom. But Rory, I knew you had something up your sleeve.
We got to get to help with the iPad program.
Let me come back over there. No, we don't. I did that already.
So, Out of Order is a film.
All right, don't tip it. Don't tip my jokes. Hey, everybody, I'm Mark. Which I love. All I can think of every time is Jerry.
What was that?
You know what I realized? I could never not wear headsets on this show because you guys could play anything in the background.
Crickets.
Can I tell you?
You're telling this story.
I'm going to be standing in the beer. I'm standing in the beer.
I want to ask you a serious
question. I'm
standing
in the beer. Can I get some Frank Sinatra-like music? Can I get some reverb, Katie? Come on. I'm an improv guy.
Here we go.
Standing in the beer. I'm standing in the beer. I'm standing in the beer. Hey, guys, I'm standing in the beer. I'm standing in the beer. I'm standing in the beer. Take that and shove it up your ass. All right, that,
Sinatra used to end every
song
that
way.
I'm
a high right now. I'm glad you're here because you're going to help me.
Yeah.
Why can't I just be in this high? Like, here's what I'm thinking. Hey, Todd, you're high. Get the list out. Go back to your bits you were going to do instead of just going wherever we end up going.
I mean, as you say that, you go to look at the list.
I do. I did. That's what I did. I really did that. That's not good. Oh, my God.
No. No.
He's back.
No. You swear that's That's not a recording. That's him playing?
That's not a recording, I swear to God.
You swear to God that's him playing?
Well, thank God we have a safe word on the show.
That's horrible. This many episodes? He's still... Can I ask you, does he do that when I'm not here?
Yes, he does.
He's always chiming in, and you've put up with it this long.
Well, I mean, I love Family Guy, and I mean...
That has to bug the shit out of you.
It actually doesn't.
Really?
Mm-mm. I mean, it's not like he does it all the time. Okay, I know that seems like I set that up, but I didn't. It's just, it is normally once a month, if that, maybe once a week.
Once a month, it's every time I'm here, he chimes in.
It is some days.
It's disgusting.
He loves the show. You know he loves you.
What do his parents
say?
He
loves you.
No, he does.
Yes, he does.
Are you serious?
He gets comedy. Right away, you're like, really?
He's not bad.
By the way, shut the door over there.
He does play well.
My friend did that once. He said his girlfriend, you know, I wasn't crazy about her. He goes, she loves your comedy. And then I said, well, she does. Maybe she. How can she be that stupid? And then I, you know what I thought after that? I thought, how could someone that stupid like my comedy? It ends up she didn't. I felt great.
That seemed like a lengthy Dangerfield. Do it in Dangerfield's voice.
I'll tell you, you know. Hold on, what's the joke again?
She said she liked my comedy. Does.
I love these guys, you know. He says, I don't like his girlfriend, and I tell him, right? Then he tells me it's a shame because she really digs your comedy. Because, of course, now I like the bitch, you know. Now I'm trying hard to like her. And then I'm thinking, how could this dumb person like my act, you know? And then I found out she didn't, and I was happy. Oh, I'll tell you, I got a little lost in that joke.
No, you did. That was it.
I know. It's like, you know, I just do everything I can do.
I just do everything I can do.
I just do everything I can do. Hey, by the way, sometimes... Now, listen, I don't want to say I figured out a song I could sing, but it's fun to do. Do you want to... No, I don't want to send you over there.
It kills me.
Okay, here's if I would you want I'll go over.
I mean, obviously you've gone over and nothing's happened. Like you've clearly not.
Well,
solved
I
it.
Don't want to let you go over, and I'll tell you why, Rory. Sometimes,
well, I thought that I had fixed this. I thought I fixed it for you.
Why? I'm going to be honest here, and you might think I'm a you might disrespect me for
Jesus
what I'm about to
Christ.
Say.
Yeah.
To George Carlin, actually, in the bit to George Carlin, I am afraid to get. A fake, even though he's an autistic kid. Like, that's who I consider him. But he's so happy and he loves the song. Even in a bit, I don't want to see him get yelled at. And I know if I send you over there, that you're going to yell at him. So the thing is, I just have to get ready for it. And then maybe I could be all right for it. Or when you come back, I could go, you know what? You made it funnier than it was mean. Or I go, no, I would never do it again. So I'm going to let you do it. But I'm very curious to see how I react. Do you get it? You get what I'm saying,
yeah.
Right? Do you all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even in a bit? So anyway, I'm going to go back to the bit. Well, sure, I'll send you over there, but do you promise you'll be nice?
I just want it to end.
But you can be nice to him?
Yes. You think that he could be nice and maybe understand that it annoys people that will have to listen to him play the trumpet that much.
Doesn't seem like a good start. Do you promise to let him talk?
Yes.
You'll... All right, I'll tell you what. If he plays it one more time after this...
No,
you,
I'm going.
No, listen, stop,
no,
stop.
No. To George, I'm going. I'm going.
Stop, please. Let him play it.
All right.
After this, if he hits one fucking note, you can go over. If he plays one note after this, then well, you don't even have to listen to me. And that's it, okay?
All right.
All right. No. No.
All right. All right, what can I do? That's like a joke that it came on so quick.
Wouldn't open the door.
So he didn't hear you?
I don't think he heard anything.
That's you, boy. You're brilliant. You made it work both ways. Like it's a dream. You're like, oh, thank God, because he didn't open. Wait, what do you mean he didn't open the? Oh yeah, in this bit, he didn't open the door, so he never heard you.
Yeah.
So we got to laugh at the absurdity, but he never actually heard it.
So he's fine.
He's fine. Sure, he's
going to keep annoying the fuck out.
God! Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy he's happy. I do the voice.
Fran Drescher.
No, I do the voice on Bob's Burger.
Nope, there's that.
Where?
What?
I just heard a gunshot.
Are you sure you heard a gunshot? Can you positively say that you heard a gunshot?
By the way, I am going to stop this bit for a second. Pause the music.
The music's enough.
But I heard Chris say that, and he's absolutely right. But I thought was, but we're going to use it anyway. Like, this is another bad choice of music. Or do we just go...
No, we should play, like, the fucking elephant song or something. Like, something really...
The elephant song? That might be fun.
Like, really, like, overly the top happy.
Oh, wait, I'm going to start it over anyway. Oh, no, we can leave this in.
Yeah.
So they just heard... they just heard us talk about how, oh, yeah, we picked the wrong... Here's what we're going to do. See that gunshot that you heard? I don't want to create an editing nightmare.
No, we'll just start it completely over.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I am really special because there's only one of me.
Play that. We'll just take it in a completely different direction. Let's not try to go back. Okay. Right from the gunshot to that.
What about like that?
No, hold on. Right to the gunshot. Yeah. Okay, right from the gunshot.
Okay, to Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
Well, there's that.
Kumbaya, kumbaya.
There's what?
We can now just have the show. We don't have to worry about any interruptions.
Is that what that gunshot was?
Oh, I don't know about a gunshot.
Oh my god, I thought it was just someone that got shot downstairs. Like that wouldn't bother me. Oh my god, I thought just somebody in my patio got shot in their head.
I thought that's what it was too.
Hold on, Paul.
You really heard a gunshot?
Oh, no, don't try to get out of it just because you know that I'm aboard. The kid that plays the trumpet, if you shot him, I'd be very upset.
So you heard a gunshot, but what do you not hear now?
Oh, my God, that's gross.
What is? I didn't even say anything.
You're insinuating.
Am I insinuating?
That a life was taken, but I should relish in that I don't have to have some music in the other room that I should celebrate?
No, I'm saying you don't hear any more gunshots.
Hey.
It was one and out. Simple,
I don't know.
Clean,
you know
no pain.
Eric, what did you say a long time ago? Don't argue with an idiot, because from a distance, nobody can tell who's the idiot.
Yes, that's my quote.
Eric.
So I don't know if I should argue with you about killing a kid. I don't know if you could really think that's right. What, Eric?
Did I ever tell you about my friend Andy Maxwell? I went to high school with him. Do you know about Andy?
No, I never heard of him.
Yeah, we used to catch trap pigeons together and sell them to the Chinese restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Oh. Bringing that up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he went off and joined the traveling carnival.
Oh.
Now he's not even celebrity dropping. He's literally just talking about his friends.
I was like a neighbor. And I don't think that's FDA approved.
Yeah, he sounds
Because we used to find people and we would name what celebrity they look like. That's why I was thinking of Andy.
That's great.
Who did he look like?
You know what? I like to take this character, this bit, where we do question him a little. Like, before we totally ignore him, I like him, but it's so dripping out of our mouths.
Yeah.
Because we just, and he won't, he gets, every time he takes it like we really care. Who's Andy? Who do you know?
Wait, who did you think Andy looked like?
Carl Reiner.
Who mentioned Carl Reiner?
No one said anything about Carl Reiner.
No?
No.
Oh, maybe I heard that.
That's great.
No, it's no, always no, it's he's so, he's it's, always so innocently
so
like.
Innocent.
Oh, I thought I heard Carl Reiner.
No, sure.
I thought I heard then. Carl Reiner.
Oh, my fault. Like he, then you feel bad.
Oh, I'm oh sorry. God, I'm sorry. You thought I said Carl Reiner. No,
because
no,
now
no,
we
no,
feel
no.
like jerks for interrogating when he could really be like, "Oh, I really thought I heard Carl Reiner."
You know, when I get upset and I get stressed out, what do you do when you get stressed out, Rory?
I sing.
What do you sing?
A lot of death metal.
Very good job. Yeah. Are you happy, Chris?
That's my death metal jazz. There's no death jazz.
You know what I do when I get stressed out? Hold on. You weren't here last week. By the way, for you, it's like a kid coming over my house to play. And even though I did this bit last week, I want to go, oh, look what we did last week. And the audience that heard it is hearing it again, but guess what?
They wanted to.
I think this would be up your. This would be fun for you to do.
All right.
You know, sometimes when I get stressed out, the bit was something like, what do you do, Rory? Act like you have a problem. Tell it to me.
Yeah.
Say you have a problem in life or whatever it is, and you're getting stressed out, and ask me for my advice.
I have a problem.
Okay.
And I need advice. And I'm only asking you because I think you've probably been through this.
Mm-hmm.
But because we both do stand-up, we both play the clubs, you know, every now and then at college, whatever.
Yeah.
I am in a position where I don't know what to do because last year, 2012, having just done my taxes, I made over $200 million. I'm sure you're in that boat, too. And I just don't know what? Well, I don't know how do you handle that.
Can I tell you what I do?
Yeah.
You've got to bow to the universe when it's all that you can do. Bow to the universe when it tells you what to do. When the change is gone and the plans fall through and there ain't a single thing that you can do. Bow to the universe, it's got brand new plans for you. How you guys doing over here? Where are you from?
Oh, hello. We're from Kansas. We wanted to come out and hear the show.
Well, it's good to have you here. What do you do when you're stressed out and you want to... What are your problems to share?
Right now...
By the way, this is the worst act in the world if he asks people what their problems are, but we're doing the bit. Okay, look at you. Look like...
Yeah.
How can I make this work? Shut the music off. Is there any way... By the way...
He made the music go off just for us. For our question.
We're leaving this in. Yeah. Is there a way... What would he ask people that would...
I'm sure you got something that brings you down. What's going on in your life? That kind of thing.
Okay, we're just going to have to make it work. Go ahead, back with the music.
Well, honey, it looks like he's walking over us.
I certainly am.
Oh, he is.
Now listen.
Oh, goodness.
I picture that couple and I love them.
You're just as handsome as they have on the picture.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listen, sometimes we all have troubles in life.
Yes, I certainly do.
What causes you trouble?
Well, right now I'm engaged, and we are currently having to decide if we want to get a 24-carat ring, like gold ring, or if we want to go ahead and spend the extra money and just get the 100-carat gold rings.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You know what I do? You've got to bow to the universe when it's all that you can do. Bow to the universe when it tells you what to do. When the change is gone and the plans fall through and there ain't a single thing that you can do. Bow to the universe. I've got brand new plans for you. What's your name over here?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. I can't believe I got in tonight. This is crazy.
These are the worst people in the world. Shut the music off. It's depressing me that I have to perform for them. This guy that got free tickets, he doesn't even know how. I've got an audience of morons, and I got to walk around and ask them why they're depressed. You know, in the beginning,
I just picture you with like this, like just the open collared three-piece suit. You're sweaty,
orange.
You got a towel,
and it smells because I don't have it dry cleaned. People go, "How long do you think he goes without dry cleaning that suit? How many weeks?" They go, "Weeks."
Yeah,
91. He had it dry cleaned. Only because they had a head sweat. It smells.
He wears
shitty cologne. He walks around the crowd. Even he hates this audience.
Right, yeah.
He's going, Jesus, fuck. Where are you from? What if one night he breaks down? Where are you from? Is anybody rich here? Sorry about that.
I can't even believe I got in tonight. I got free tickets in the mail and 8 more free tickets through the radio. So I actually ended up with 15 tickets. This is my whole family here.
Ah, great. It's just, you know what's so funny about it? You doing line reads of that guy are fine. I don't even feed you anything. That guy says the worst things. Not 8 tickets here, 8 there. Yeah. I brought my family.
Yeah. I brought my whole family. We, of course, didn't use all 15 tickets because half of them didn't want to come. They were doing putt-putt. We're only in town for so long.
Not only does this guy have to disrespect me that the people that came don't place a value in the ticket, but he wants to let me know also that they wanted to play putt-putt as opposed to see me fucking sing. It's a reverse double insult.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to tell me, like... I don't know.
Half of them wouldn't come. They wanted to go to putt-putt. So one of their problems was, do we go to Magical Mountain because that's 18 holes, or do we go over to Paradise Canyon because they actually have 36 holes and we can play it twice?
Oh, sorry. My band stopped playing because they're vomiting. I guess they're back.
No, I understand the vomiting. That's what the other half did when I suggested coming to the show tonight.
But he's not trying to be a dick.
No, that's the way I see it.
He just has no filter.
And the other half were vomiting. Hey, by the way, I got a call today. Did I talk about this on the podcast last week about when you say I am right, it delegitimizes?
Am I right?
Am I right? I did it at the show, and we're saying, like, you know, just say something. A lot of I do it a lot, too. Am I right? It really delegitimizes the brilliance, even if it was brilliant. And I'm not saying mine are, but I'm saying even if, you know. And we're saying, like, great speeches in the history, you know, it's like I probably get this close enough, but I'll show you how it ruins it. One day I hope to live in a world where... I don't know why I'm doing Kennedy.
No, yeah,
one day I hope to live in a world where... A man will not be judged by the color of his skin, but the content of his character. Am I right? I'm right, right? No, am I right? I'm right, right? That's right. I'm wrong. That's wrong, right? Oh, you go up a guy. Oh, what's your color? No, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. That's wrong, right? That's right. Wrong. I mean, it's wrong, right? Is it wrong? It's wrong, right? It's wrong, right? It's wrong, right? Rory, help me. See, I want you to be honest with me. That's wrong.
You have to have that in the bit. Is it wrong, right? It's wrong, right?
It's wrong, right?
It's wrong, right?
I'm gonna start bringing an echo. Every club I go to, I'm going to have to start bringing echo. This is going to be my new show, everybody. Good evening.
And now your host, Todd Glass.
Hi. Yeah, you
can I get reverb?
I don't know if we can give you that type of reverb. I have a special unit.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Right? Am I right? It seems like that's how it should be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think that's right.
He's unsure.
He's worse than me.
I don't even know.
Mine was an aggressive
guy.
Who
wrote this?
Chris. You know what I thought? Let's say Chris, whatever. You have to make it fun. He was the one night after the show, the ground ate him alive. But he went down giggling. I'm trying to create a scenario where Chris isn't here anymore. Well, like, okay, I kill Chris. Right, but then what I do is I come out of here and I do the board, but I start yelling. I go, Chris, don't do that. It's disrespectful to the guests. And then people go, that's sound guys. But then they go, Chris from the Todd Glass Show? Yeah, he died 30 years ago. There's no Chris. But I always hear him come to think of it. By the way, this is the dumbest group of people in the world. Come to think of it, I hadn't heard Chris talk in 30 years. But I knew they were always arguing over the microphone. So I thought maybe eventually he just didn't have microphone privileges anymore. But come to think of it, 30 years today was the last time I heard Chris Burden. I think this bit's funny. You guys are staring at me like I'm a maniac. That'll never comfort a person.
Am I right?
Am I right? Am I right? Do another one.
Anyways.
Can you give him reverb and talk like so you're talking at a podium, please, for the bit?
No, I want to be in a...
Where do you want to be?
I'm a surgeon.
Okay.
Boop. Well, as you can see, class, this is your first time sitting in on a...
Do we have any surgeon music?
Surgeon
background noise? You know what? I think the airplane noise will work.
This is my first time doing an airfield surgery in front of a class
of
doctors.
But horrible choices.
What I want you to know is that you could end up having to do an emergency surgery in any situation. And
what are you doing?
So here I am going to actually relieve this man's pain in his liver. We're going to move some of the liver. Am I right? We're going to... We're going to remove this. Am I right?
I found out what you were doing 3 seconds before you brought it home. I'm like, oh, I know what he's doing. And then it paid right off because I was lost. I kept looking at Jordan like I got a little lost in the bit. But you took the I am right thing to another situation. I'm going to open that up. We're going to Am I right? The nurse was like, I hope you're fucking right. Yeah. The nurse was like, you know what? Here's the nurses talking. How about that fucking doctor? We're in the middle of surgery the other night. And he says, am I right? Hey, I hope you know you're right. I fucking barely made it through nursing school. I thought I was going to be, you know, just given needles. That's the most novice.
Am I right?
Nurses,
it keeps going.
Nurses are practically doctors in so many situations, you know, and even before you're a nurse, what's it, practitioner?
Yeah.
Like, even a first-level nurse, like the shit they know how to do. But this guy would be like, I thought they gave needles and gave out taffies.
Okay, we are now.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah. We are now exiting the shuttle. We are now floating freely in space. I am tethered to the ship. I have the tools with me. We're going to be removing one of the gas chambers that failed during liftoff. And I will take it out of this chamber right here. Am I right about that? Am I right? Space.
You're listening to Roy Scovel, everybody. I go old school. You're going to see him over the improv over there. 3 shows Friday, 17 shows Monday.
You know what, Al? We've got Todd Glass in the studio. Todd, you make us laugh. You're doing two shows tonight. Is that right? You got two tonight,
one
two
tonight.
Tomorrow.
The guy gets everything wrong.
You got one show tonight. You got
one,
two tomorrow.
One show tonight, one show tomorrow.
Now, where can people find tickets? So what, do they go online?
Yeah,
because you got two coming up Sunday.
Yeah, we actually have one Sunday.
One Sunday, two Saturday. You're doing three Friday.
No, we're doing two. Why don't you let me just...
Seven on Thursday.
There's not seven on Thursday. Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
I only came in here to advertise the shows. Can you just let me tell the audience?
You sure can. Let them know. Let them know that you're going to be at the Improv. You're doing seven shows Thursday, four shows Friday, 16 shows on Saturday, and you're doing a brunch.
That sounds silly.
You're doing a brunch sort of balloon animals thing on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. They got mimosas. They're doing a 2-for-1 on mimosas on Sunday. Todd Glass is going to be there.
Okay, none of that's true. None of that's true.
Okay.
I'm doing one show at the Improv Saturday night early show.
Yes, and then after that, there's going to be six more late shows that night. One early show, though. Just one early show. Six late shows. Todd Glass is going to be the Improv, folks. Be sure to get down there, and you know what else? If you're looking for tires.
Ho. I'm not joking around. I'm serious. I can't leave your studio if you keep telling people that.
Well,
I don't know if you have like a disease or something. Like you go into this radio and you're asphyxiated.
Do you want people at the show?
One show, and after I say
Sunday,
this,
brunch, go ahead. Thursday, seven shows.
Okay, you didn't even let
Friday,
me.
Friday, seven.
One.
Saturday, 16 shows.
Okay, buddy, you're not
Thursday
even
on seven.
You're not even trying.
Seven, eight, nine, and ten. If you get in the door early, they're going to be giving away key carabiners at the club.
Hold on.
And they're going to be giving out free bottles of water as you exit.
Excuse me. You seem like a reasonably nice guy.
Thank you. That's Ty. You're listening. That's Ty Glass's voice. If you're just now joining us.
You can't tell people. I want to sell out. I want to sell out one night.
You want to sell out one night. Okay.
Okay, I have one show.
Sunday brunch. He's going to be doing balloon animals. He's doing a karaoke sing-along, folks. You're not going to want to miss that. Make sure you're there. If you get there early on Saturday, tell them that Jazzy Steve sent you down there.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to communicate with you anymore. I'm just going to talk to your audience. There's no show.
Seven shows.
I'm not doing any
18 shows.
I've canceled
Thursday.
Every show.
Seven shows Saturday.
I'm not performing.
Nine shows
I quit comedy.
Friday, 17
I quit
shows.
Comedy.
Sunday brunch show.
I quit comedy.
All right, we're going to go to traffic now. Going over to traffic. Todd Glass, do you want to do the traffic for us? Seven shows.
All right, you made an
Friday,
ass of me.
Friday, 13 shows.
My whole life, I wanted to do traffic, and 21. You fucking tricked me. You know, because when I was growing up, by the way, there's truth to this. I always thought the traffic, by the way, I am being honest to George Carlin, because I always thought that traffic copter had a great job. Like, he looked like he was a celebrity, and he's in the helicopter. Hey, Tractor John up here, the highways and the byways.
Have
I felt like he was a
joke?
Celebrity. No.
Have you done this joke on the show? Because I can't remember if we've done this on the show. Not this one, but where when they do the traffic in the helicopter, they always do a little bit of traffic, but then they have to, like, do the ad in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And make it relate to the traffic. Have you done that?
No. Do it.
You know what I'm talking about,
do
right?
Do it. Do it. You want to talk about it? We'll do it. That's the way we do it. Can you play him the helicopter thing again? And here's the guy. Highways and the byways.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to my friends over at Preston and Steve. I advertise on other shows. Preston and Steve advertise on my podcast now.
Okay, folks. If you're going to be heading north on the 101, we just want you to know you're going to be running into a little bit of traffic.
I want to say hi to my brother Spencer. What if I was that unprofessional during the show? Like, Todd,
you're
do the
pilot. You're the pilot. You're the pilot of the helicopter, and you're trying to get it like a plug-in.
Okay, folks, if you're going to be heading north on the 101, you might run into a couple speed bumps along the way. There seems to be a traffic stop.
You're doing the bit where you have to then do a commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a car in the fifth lane. You're going to want to watch out for that, the far left lane. Just try to move to the right before you hit crossover on La Cienega. Hey, folks, if you're looking for tires, just know that Preston and Steve have some of the best tires in town. You're going to want to get over there. Tell them that 97.6 sent you over. And try out their tires. Now, folks, if you're going on the 5, you're going to want to watch out. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's so forced and weird.
You know, when you're younger, I don't know if you noticed. They probably did product placement. But the other night I was watching what happened. My TV got broke on The Voice. And how would it get broke on The Voice? No, you know what I admit? I watch a show. I like it.
I'm going to get up and grab a beer. You'll be fine?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And . doing? Stop it.
Maybe just have a beer. Have a drink. 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 Okay. 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 Now just do what you do. 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 Do do do.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's always easier than I think. So.
As a kid, the ads were
lying is funny.
Oh, the ads. Okay. Out there in the Schuylkill Expressway, you're coming about 7 to 6 East. You're going to be. I can't think of one.
I know I'm getting nervous.
Just keep talking. Just go.
Traffic on the 76 coming around the Schuylkill Expressway. Things are a little bit clogged up. Hey, let me tell you something. On the President Steve Show, we love Blue Moon beer. I'll tell you what, we drink it all night. I went out with President Steve the other night. We were drinking and drinking, probably a little too much. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like getting really funked up and having a good time. I'm the guy who really bends over for the beer companies. Like, this type of ad makes me a fortune. I'm insinuating over drinking. Most people won't do it. They'll barely do a beer ad. Yeah. But this guy will go, you know what? Everyone will tell you how much
especially
you drink.
Especially the traffic guy doing the beer ad.
Yeah, he goes, I'll tell you what. Everyone wants to tell you what you should drink and how much you should drink. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you're not driving, it's fun to get fucked up. You know what I mean? Anyway, let me tell you what I do when I want to get fucked up. I don't want to get fucked up or I'm throwing up all over the place. But if I just want to get fucked up, you know, a really good buzz I have, I'm not going to lie to you, and I know it's going to sound like I have a problem. I have 18 of these motherfuckers. And I'll tell you what, I feel great. Blue Moon. Sometimes you want to have a social night. Sometimes you just want to get fucked up. After you get fucked up, you know what? Everyone's going to tell you where you can get the best taco in town. But I'll tell you, by the way, I think this could be an ad campaign for Taco Bell. Remember how the I'm being totally serious. And by the way, I'm gonna fucking what do you call it? Trademark this. You probably can't. But I am being serious.
We do need a patent lawyer.
I'm stopping the bit to tell you this.
Okay.
I think this would be a good idea for an ad campaign for Taco Bell or Del Taco. But I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want you. Okay. It could be an ad campaign, there you go, for something like Taco Bell. Now, you remember how Domino's, that was a pretty ballsy campaign to say our bread tastes like cardboard.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't agreed by every CEO. Someone's like, I don't know, we can't admit our, they go, it's telling you, you know. So here's what it is for Taco Bell. Everyone will tell you where you can get the best taco. They'll tell you, you got to go to their place. Oh, you got to go to this place. It's all kosher. You know? No, hold on. Take two. Hi. I'm Todd Glass for Taco Bell. You know, everyone wants to tell you where you can get the best taco. But the truth of the matter is, sometimes you just want Taco Bell. Someone will tell you, no, the best taco's here. The best taco's there. You say, I don't want the best taco. I'm in the mood for Taco Bell. Taco Bell. It doesn't make any sense, but sometimes you crave it. Because it is true. Like, one night everyone wanted to go to a good taco place, and I'm like, I'm just craving Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, well, why do you – is that an insult to it? It does it for you better. You're acknowledging that this place might have a better – you know what I mean? Like, it's just probably better meat and it's a better shell.
I like them taking, like, the Domino's route.
What? Yeah.
Can I do the piano?
Am I making
– Yeah, totally. Yeah,
I am making sense.
You are.
Hi. Changing my stance.
I'm Maurice Scovel, CEO of Taco Bell. You know, there's a lot of different taco options you have out there. Del Taco, whatever else there is. Tacos.
Doesn't seem like you did a lot of research before you did.
I'm sure there's other places where you could get tacos and
you don't even read the
quesadillas
copy.
And burritos, but we realized we upset a lot of our main customers when they found out that we were chopping up small rats and big mice and putting them into our tacos, and that upset a lot of people. We know it. Boy, do we know it. We want you to know, though, that the new Taco Bell is a little bit different.
Is this a Super Bowl ad?
We're no longer doing that.
Yeah.
We're no longer doing that. In fact, we're now starting to put horse feces into our tacos. You know why?
We don't lie.
Because that's what America voted for. Am I right?
America, they love horse shit in their tacos. I just got tired from out of nowhere. I'm just kidding.
The worst overlapper. Yes. Clearly not genuine.
By the way, By the way, when you make someone laugh like that, it makes you feel so good, and then you realize it's fake. You feel like an idiot because your heart goes out. You're like, oh, that really. Yeah. For a second, I did think you were laughing that hard. But what you do basically is you rip the people's insides out and you shred them up. Chris.
Yeah. I wish that was your real laugh. I wish it was that extreme.
Every week. Oh, what would I do?
You'd have, there's no way you'd have him back. Like if it was every time he thought something was funny. No, you wouldn't be able to get a guest. You would not be able to get a guest on the show. No way.
All right. Okay.
Who can do that? Chris, let's all do a Chris, fake laugh Chris, like
Chris.
That.
But hold on. Here, let me do this one with him real quick. So then I go to you, and off the air, I say to you, I go, Chris, you got to be. I'm so glad you're enjoying the show. And Rory, you know, when he comes back on, he's the guests love you, but you can't. You got to let him at least talk and try to tone down the laugh a little. You know, you're a lot like me when I go to see Eddie Pepitone. I know what you mean. It makes you laugh. Yeah. But do you think you could tone it down a little?
Sure. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You're not insulted, are you?
No, of course. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. We're going to go back on the air actually here in 1 minute.
Hey, Todd, is it okay that I kind of eavesdropped on you telling Chris that? Sorry, Chris.
It's okay, Rory.
Are you sure it's cool?
Yeah,
well, you seem to be cool with
it. Yeah, it's totally okay.
Okay, why are you laughing at that?
It was funny.
It's.
I like that you kept stopping.
It's hard to laugh on command. Yeah. But watch. By the way, I love that bit so much. That's why I could sit and keep feeding it to you over and over again. That is so fucking funny. Just the fact that someone has this laugh. Do your version of it. Okay, so we'll come back. We'll be like, anyway. Oh, wait. I didn't even take a break yet.
No.
I'll take a break. Look at me.
You forgot to take a break?
Yeah.
No, do both at the same time. How horrible would that be?
Yeah, do both of you. Go ahead. Oh my God,
look
at me.
You said you're going to take a break.
Yeah, I did.
Well,
yeah. That's not even funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, can I tell you, guys, to really enjoy this bit, I gotta do the show with you guys like that. And it's the show, and I don't know how to deal with it on the air. So it's the first show. We've met for 2 weeks before, and you know, we've both hung out. I've just never did the show with you. And I have two of these fucking buffoons laughing. And at first, maybe you build into it a little, but I'll trust your instincts. But, like, I don't know what to fucking do. And it's getting worse as the show goes on.
Yeah.
Okay? So here we go. And then we're going to take a break. Right after we do this bit, we're going to play a Sinatra singing with Elvis. You ever hear this version? It's the two
it
of them.
Sounds funny.
No, wait, hold on. Okay, all right. Can I tell you? I gotta stop.
The
again.
Best is there's like an art. There's an art to the figuring out how to fade out of the bad laugh.
Yeah.
Boy, I gotta break again. Your character, it's so different his from yours. What I love, I don't know what his problem is, but it's. Like, I think he might have a social disorder. That's why I'm patient with him. I love that even
you know
during... Hold on,
like,
hold on.
It but, sounds like the bad sound effect of someone, like, laughing that you can buy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Don't do... Okay, so yours... Yours is more evil. So here we go. So we're starting the show. Back again. All right, this is the Todd Glass Show. Oh, I almost choked there. Anyway, so we got a great show today. Today, one of our guests we're going to have on the show is Henry... What are you guys laughing at?
It's fun. It's such a fun.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you're having fun. I'm glad you're having fun. Henry Phillips will be here. He's always fun. All right, what are you laughing at now? What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Seriously, I try to deal with it on the air, like Stern. What are you guys laughing at?
It's just fun. You're funny.
No. But particularly, what are you laughing at? Because
he's doing a joke.
No, I'm actually not. I'm trying to. All right, well, I'm glad you're having a good time. That's all that's important. Anyway, so, and then today at 3 o'clock on the show, we have, I can't think of guests that have won my show.
I can't think of guests.
Oh, here it is. Here's the list of people. Why is that funny that I couldn't find my list of guests that I have on my show? Okay, I can't do a show like this with you guys laughing like that. Oh, if you had to work with that, I would blow my head off.
Oh, you'd kill yourself.
Even in the bit, it was a little much.
Oh, you're doing it for real.
I knew
I think you,
you
did it for real, and you covered it up by saying it was a bit.
That reminds me, my friend Fred Stoller has a crazy laugh like that, too.
Who?
Fred Stoller?
You know Fred Stoller? We have to act impressed, you know, because you know Fred Stoller?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did Fred and Vinny. It was a really great movie.
Oh.
Okay, cool. What did that have to do with just...
Oh, he makes me laugh. That's why you guys were laughing, so I thought of Fred.
That's cool.
I don't know why... What? Because he laughs like that?
No, he makes me laugh.
Oh, and that reminded you of him.
Uh-huh. I like funny things.
Just don't argue with
him. I don't know who that is.
I know who Fred Stoller is, of course, but...
You know who that is?
Fred Stoller, yes. He's been on the show. He's a funny comedian, a funny writer. I don't...
He has a book out, too, now.
What is it called?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
It's so funny. We're leaving that in. Hold on. You have to let us leave that in because it has nothing to do with your respect of Fred. You just forgot the name of the book. But it is funny when you're in a bit or you think like, oh, shit. We're talking about the book and how good it is.
I was going to make something up. Then I thought, no, that's probably
Do you know
worse.
The name of the book?
No.
It's
my Seinfeld year.
It's called Maybe We'll Have
No.
No, there's a new
Maybe
one.
We'll Have You Back.
Oh yeah, Fred Stoller.
The life of a perennial TV guest.
The life of a perennial.
Making up names.
Hold on. The life of a perennial. What?
I changed it.
It's called Maybe We'll Have You Back. The life of a perennial TV.
There you go. All right, listen. Enough with Fred Stoller.
He did a Seinfeld book too, though, right?
Who gives a shit? Seriously, I don't have time for this, Fred. If you're listening, you know it's from a fun place. And if you're not listening, go fuck yourself, you pile of shit. You fucking walk around the Grove. I always spend a lot of time with you. And you don't listen to the show. And don't fucking tell me you listen to it if someone told you, "Hey, Todd Glass was making fun of you," and you listen to it that way. It's hard to get mad at Fred Willard.
Keep going.
And Fred Stoller.
Keep going.
Coo, 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 coo.
It's fun.
Here, by the way, let me order some food out of the menu. You can be my waitress, but you recognize me as a comedian, so you laugh at everything I say. Which, by the way, can happen sometimes in real life.
Hey, Todd, it's Fred Stoller.
Oh, hey, Fred.
Hey, I was just turning on my radio, and I heard your show. I just wanted to let you know I'm listening, and it's great.
This is live?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we live stream.
You live the stream.
Okay, here we go. Oh, how you doing? You're my waitress, and you laugh like that. Yeah. You recognize me from television.
Hi, how are you? I'm
Hi, how you
Cheryl.
Doing?
Cheryl, I'll be... Oh, my God. Are you... You're that guy.
Well, I guess
you know you've been in stuff. You have been in stuff. Are you that guy?
There we go. All right. So let me just order here. Let me just order here.
I love
if
your
I can
shirt.
Get a chicken really... deluxe. I'm glad you're having a good time, but I need to order my food.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you a question?
Well, if it doesn't have to do with the food, I got to tell you, I think it's nice that you think I'm funny, but I got to order my food here.
I'm with my family.
I don't...
That's funny.
All right, let me get
the guy who's in a rush.
Let me get the scent. Okay, I'm not the guy who's in a rush. It's not like I'm doing a parody of it. I'm actually being very nice to you.
Yeah.
Can I get the Santa Barbara chopped flat chicken steak? Okay, now I'm reading this off your menu, so I don't know why. I'm literally reading this off
the
menu.
Is that your new catchphrase? I'm literally reading this off your menu.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you one more chance.
I just have one question.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask the manager.
Let me go get him. I'll be right back. Hold on. He's going to he loves you.
Oh, great. Yeah, excuse me. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Hold on, I got to go get him. I'll be right back. Hold on, let me go get him.
Is it that?
What is it? You think you don't like the waitress? What is it?
No,
are you
no,
joking?
I'm waiting for you. Go get the manager.
No, I'm going to go get the manager. I'll be right back. Talk to your friend. I'll be right back.
Is this your manager walking over here?
Yeah, that's him. Look at him.
Okay, now I feel. Is he?
He puts He puts that on the thing when because you're here.
I feel bad. I can't yell it. I can't complain to him.
Hey, this is the manager. Is there a problem over here?
I love the theme of the restaurant.
He loves the restaurant.
That's funny. He's a comedian.
Do you want me to add, can I ask his question that he wanted to ask you?
Please.
What?
Your Netflix special. That wasn't real, was it?
That's like a joke, right? No, seriously. You're not really serious about that, were you? Hey, Rory. your commitment to your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's like a like. I think we're doing bits we did before.
It's a
at least I caught myself.
It's a $50 bet.
God knows you don't give a shit. All right, we got to go in for the close.
So were we going to take a break like 20 minutes ago?
Well, yeah. You know what? I think we should do that because I can pee and then we'll go in for the close.
Try to make it as light.
Can
as
I tell
possible.
You? I think this is going to be a good episode because I've had a. I'm going to have a podcast hangover because I really let myself go down some paths without. Yeah. That's what I do. By the way, it's true. It's like I do. If I can't figure out how I got where I'm at, I seem to think that it can't be good. Now I might be right for people listening. You know what I mean? You're like, wait, why are we talking about this? I don't know what we did or did we forgot to do that? I remember one thing. We were going to go to break and play Sinatra.
Yeah.
And I was going to do one quick thing. And now all this time has elapsed.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
Where were we back then?
Where were we back then? Hi. I don't like that music.
I'm Taco Bell.
Let's play this. I found this. It's Elvis and Frank Sinatra. I like it. We'll be back.
We work in the same way, only in different areas. Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. Have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Those fingers in my hair, fly from hither stare.
Woo! Frank Sinatra and the great Elvis Presley.
That's Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley. Guys, Todd wants to get this going, so let's all sit down.
Oh, yeah, do that guy. Hold on, let me set it up. I love setting up this guy.
I think
guy.
You guys set it up as like
you're like a kiss ass.
Yeah.
So, like, I do something, and you take it upon yourself like you're the team leader.
Yeah.
Somehow you're more in charge, but you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting ready for the show. Okay, when are we going to start? I'm doing the bit now.
Yeah.
When are we going to start recording, Katie?
Right now.
All right, we're going to start. Oh, everybody, we're going to start recording.
Guys, you heard him. Lock it in and load it. Todd's ready to go, so let's get in our positions. We're not doing it twice.
Let me do it again.
It makes you kind of look like a dick.
Yeah, let me do it again. Anyway, everyone, I hope you enjoyed your lunch. You don't even include that, but okay, everything looks good. I guess we'll start in about 5 minutes. Is
guys,
it
you heard him. It's going to be in 5, not 6, not 7. Phones off, power him down, be professional. Here we go. 5 minutes. 4 now.
Why is that just the kiss ass is so
guys, we're
funny.
Guys, right, 3 minutes.
What does he get out of it? And by the way, that guy exists.
What does he get out of
it?
Exist.
What's he get out of it? Just the people he thinks
you know what I think
people
he,
have
I,
to listen
I think,
to him?
I think what he thinks is he can't see that it probably annoys you, so he thinks it makes him feel good because he thinks he's making you happy.
Right, but the boss doesn't even like that guy.
Like at the end of the day, you're like, you know why we ever get anything done? Rory over here, fucking, he gets the crew together. Like that, he thinks that you say that at some point, but he'll never have proof if you've ever said it or
I
not.
I have to admit it. Rory really is, you know, I mean, the other day we were walking down the hallway. You know those motherfuckers get scattered all over the place, but Rory just keeps them in line, you know? Matter of fact, I know you never know what I mean, but I recorded it on my cell phone because I wanted you to see when he takes charge. Like, you know, this... By the way, this is this guy's dream, that this would happen behind his back, so I'm making sense. This is two of maybe the CEOs of the company talking. But he's, you know, or whatever. Could be a... could work at a... Right. Could be a 7-Up or a soda factory. Who knows? Can I tell you something about that Rory Scovel? Is his name Rory Scovel for this bit?
I don't know. Make up something.
Can I tell you something about this Rory Scovel? Have you seen him out there with me when we're, you know, out in the plant? And when the other day we got
he doesn't shut up, I know.
I was going to say the exact opposite. I think he's great.
Oh, word.
Oh, I had a whole bunch of people walking down the stairs the other day, and he, stay to your right.
Oh, you were saying that?
No, he was, for me.
Do you have any footage of that? You got any footage
do you
on
know
your phone
what? Can I tell you? He's like a drill sergeant with these people, but he keeps them in line. I don't have a phone of that, but I do. I don't have a recording of that, but I do have a recording of something else.
Yeah.
Back around Christmas,
okay.
I wanted everyone to get their Christmas donation in because we were trying to get prepaid dinners, and I wasn't getting any. I needed 50 to guarantee the Christmas you know, that we could have this rented place. We needed 50 people to want to go to dinner, and I had to get the money in advance. And it was about a week before, and there was only one person that responded, and I had to cancel it. And I had my phone on me. Rory got up on a desk in the middle of 100 cubicles, and he started yelling at these people. And I some people say it was a little hard, maybe. It was a little bit rough. But you know what? 1 minute later, I sold every dinner.
You end up getting 50.
Yeah, so he really gets people. Let me play it. Hold on.
Okay.
Bad sound effects.
You know, I'm just saying, everybody, that we still need to get those prepaid Christmas coupons
in. Okay, guys, you heard him. We need to get the coupons in. Okay, we got to sell 50. So far, we've sold one, and I don't want to brag, but I know who the one person is who's put in their coupon. It starts with an R, and it ends with a Y. Why? Because it's Christmas, people. Get your coupons in. Let's make this happen. Not 51, not 49, 50. Let's quit acting like it's difficult. Todd is running a company. Thank you.
Click. So, 51 after he went off on them.
When you turn your phone off, it has a human voice. It just says click.
it's a joke. It's a joke. Okay, I wasn't totally honest with you. I edited that out a little. There is a part where I thought he did actually get a little too mean. He was swinging and swearing.
Really?
And it got scary.
No way.
Yeah, that's... I guess I don't really condone. I have it on. I mean, I did record it.
Let me see it.
See it?
Yeah. Did you have a video of it?
No, I didn't video
it. Well, play the audio of it. I don't care.
You don't have to be disrespectful. Even in the bit, I won't put up with it.
What do you mean? Wait, you
show a little respect. I'm still a headliner.
Okay, you heard him. Show a little respect. He's a headliner. He doesn't have video. He has audio. Let's quit pretending he has video when he doesn't. He's not a god. He is to me.
Yeah, he's always doing asides where he's clearly kissing your ass even more.
I love that one word out of the mouth, that guy takes over. Do you realize you could do that 100 times?
Do you realize that it could happen 100 times if it had to happen 100 times? Todd's not trying to bust your balls, okay? He's just trying to make a family here.
That made us laugh because it's like, oh, now he's what? Like defending, you know, he gets it. Todd's not trying to bust your balls, but, you know, you got to do things right.
Oh, my
right.
God. What if he is making it sound like maybe he thinks you're being too aggressive? Like, you say it again where you just go, like, hey, everybody, we're going to get started here in a second.
Okay, everybody, so we're just going to get started here in about a minute.
Okay, you heard him. We're going to get started here in a second, folks. Todd's not trying to yell. He's not trying to pull your hair out. Yes, he gets a little crazy, but I think we all know why. Because the show's a hit and it stays that way. Because Todd pushes us, okay? He pushes us to win, not because he's trying to be a jerk.
By the way, I'm loving this guy more and more. It goes to how he's such an ass kisser. And start listing. Can you list more? Like, you know, he's not, but sometimes, you know, and you start talking, you know, he's a humanitarian, all that type of stuff. Anyway, okay, so I don't need to do anything in this, do I?
I mean, you could always just start it, like you're talking to the group. What if you're starting by saying some bad news?
Okay, he takes it the wrong way.
Like it's like someone died or someone's
sick. But he's so in the mode to do that. He's so in that
mode. That's so his thing.
Anyway, everybody, I just wanted to tell you the reason I might have been a little short with any of you, and it's never acceptable, is I had to put a dog that I had to sleep.
Okay, folks, you heard him, okay? Let's quit acting like we're all got our heads down. Todd should have his head down the most. He had to put a dog to sleep, not put a dog to awake, not put a dog to taking a nap. He put a dog down, not up, not sideways. Todd willingly killed a dog. Whether the dog needed it or not, we don't know. We're not detectives. So I know Todd's maybe being a little short with everybody, and maybe he's yelling at you, but maybe it's for good reason, okay? And maybe we should do our jobs because Todd is leading a company. We're a family. Yes, he gets to park the closest to the building. That's because he's Todd. Does he brag about it? Yes, but we aren't mad at him.
This good guy, Lord. By the way, you can't do that good of a job and then expect me not to make you do that again.
I know.
You're going to do that one, maybe two more times. Yes. Because that's pure joy for me. Oh, I like when this guy, we figured him out. He's an ass kisser in the middle of it. Douglas. You know what I mean? Yes, sometimes. But he's also an idiot. Because just as he might win me over, he also then says weird things. Yes, sometimes he comes in bloated from drinking.
I feel like after he's just done the announcement, you know, where maybe the two of you are kind of walking off, he's like, so let's get back to work.
Jesus Christ, these people. Like thinking this is our bond.
Right.
Good Lord, talk about a bullpen. Good Lord.
Exactly. It makes him feel he's not paid more. He's not asked to do that. Yeah. Matter of fact, he's not asked to do that.
You've had to repeatedly pull him aside. Not to do it.
Hey, when I make that, don't. But why is a guy like this?
Do it.
Okay.
You're telling me to not do it.
When I'm talking to the group,
right?
I appreciate that you try to sometimes get their attention as you see it be fit.
Right.
But you do it in a style sometimes that I don't feel shows them. And because I know it doesn't come from a mean place in your body,
right.
I'm not more or less just telling you maybe something you weren't aware of, because if I knew you were, I know you wouldn't do it.
Don't do it anymore.
When you repeat what I'm saying, you do it with a tone that makes me sound like I'm not being civil to some hard workers. And it paints me in a bad light.
And you're saying don't do it anymore.
I'm glad that you understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, folks, you heard him. Todd said don't do it anymore. If Todd says something, he means it. He doesn't need us getting loud.
You're not... Seriously, do you have a... Okay, what you're doing now,
yeah,
that's what I'm asking you not to do.
Are everybody we hearing else this, folks?
No, they don't need
Is everybody in the back listening? Todd's giving an announcement. He's invincible for this reason. When you go to discipline him, he can just clear it to anyone.
You need to stop right now.
Yeah. Keep going.
You need to stop what you're doing right now. You're really you, not anybody else. You're driving me crazy.
Do you hear that, folks?
No.
The company, starting to kill Todd.
Okay, no. It's the exact opposite.
Okay, folks, we all heard it. Today's opposite day. You heard it from Todd. You're hearing it from me, so don't say you didn't hear it. You heard it twice.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Now, I realize Todd's being a little aggressive with everybody today, but remember, he had to murder a dog.
How you even fuck up what I did? Okay, first of all, I didn't murder a dog.
Folks, there's a rumor going around that Todd murdered a dog. You heard it here first. He didn't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, today, what a roller coaster. By the way, that was so... You know, I feel
what
like
a
it's
ride.
I feel like it's another time. Like, I'm in another place right now. That was like another day. That was like another, you know what I mean? Like another moment in the night. That bit. Now I look back on the bit.
Okay, guys, you heard Todd. He enjoyed the bit, all right? It was a moment in the night.
Rory, I'm just trying to talk to you now.
Yeah.
By the way, that means I want you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
But before I finish this bit, I want to thank everybody.
Guys, let's listen up. Todd's thanking us.
All right, listen, that was okay when I used to work at the factory with you, but now that we're doing a podcast together, you can't keep doing it this way.
Do we hear that? Todd's giving out his resume.
Okay, we
used to work at a factory.
If we're going to host a show, you can't just you can't do what you used to do.
Folks, that means step it up and do better than what you were doing.
All right, I'm just going to have to do it with you. So anyway, it's a good day. This is trying to host a show with him. Anyway, hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. And
you hear it, folks. You hear what he's saying. It's Todd Glass. You heard it.
Yeah, Todd Glass.
Here's how I'm going to end the show, and I think it's fair. Because I know you got to leave, and I have to go, too. I want you to think I have to go, too.
Guys, you heard him. He likes it when we get out of here on time. That's your boss.
Would you sing karaoke like that guy? That's how we'll wrap it up. Does he go with me to a karaoke bar, and I want to sing karaoke, but somehow he gets on the back mic louder for me?
Yeah. Or maybe you are singing, and he's just a second behind giving the announcement that you're singing.
Yeah. Is it on? Can you press the button? I don't know from buttons. I never knew from buttons.
Ever once.
And buttons never knew nothing but me. I did not know buttons. like all these things.
Button.
You think this sounds like hip hop?
Does this sound like hip hop? Because if it does, everybody go bop, bop, hippity hop, and a hip hop hop, and a rop it up. I go bing, bang, hippity thing. I go bling, bang, bloom, and a squeakity bing, itty bing, bang, boom. Does that sound like hip hop?
No.
This not, fucking not, thing sucks.
Can I just
then?
Say, can I just say, not even at all?
Seriously?
Not even a little bit.
I go ooh, ah, bippity up, bee. I go boom, bump, shake it like a tree, shake it like a.
Nothing?
No, nothing at all.
Piece of shit, piece of equipment. It says hip hop. Right. I'd like to call them and take a picture of what it sounds like. Send them a recording of, hey, here's your hip hop.
Hip hop my ass. This is just, this could be anything.
Yeah. It sounds like you're stuck in a bathroom.
This is a piece of shit.
A robot.
This thing is shit.
It sounds like you're in a robot bathroom. It sounds like you're stuck in the movie Tron.
So anyway, I want that guy that repeats everything I say to wrap up the show. So what's the song? It's got to be a song I can... I mean, there's no song I can sing. But there's, you know... I don't want to get too hard on myself. I mean, around here, I guess everyone's been saying my singing's getting
golden,
pretty good.
Golden
Chris,
slumbers.
Weren't you saying that my singing was getting good or something? Hold on, shut the music off. I don't think he hears my question. Remember you were saying how my singing was getting better, weren't you? Were you, Eric?
I don't remember saying it, no.
You didn't say the other day, Todd, I don't know why I'm doing this voice, but that's how I see myself in this bit, like an older guy, and he's like, didn't you say you wanted to hear me sing?
That does not sound like anything.
It's the guy who's not confident to just sing. He needs someone to go, oh, yeah, I did like it, and then boom, he'll do it.
Well, even take the morsel. If somebody just goes, if you want, you can sing, but we don't care. He'll take it. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. You didn't ask me to sing? I could have sworn...
No,
what are you doing?
I did not.
Are you upset with him?
I'm trying to direct No, no one. Said,
nobody.
No, I didn't say.
You didn't say I could sing,
Jordan? Did you?
No.
Jordan, you said. No, maybe she didn't.
Checking.
Who said I was a good singer?
Checking.
Somebody said I was a good singer. I don't give a shit. I know I can't sing.
Oh, I said that I thought you one time I saw your set and it seemed like you had a little bit of vibrato, whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, you loved it. I'm like the character.
No, I remember you were at a birthday party and you came in late and you did the last line of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, and you thought I was good?
Well, we all laughed at
you. I'll do one with you tonight. I don't give a shit.
Any reason?
He wants to look like he's the cooler one, though. I don't give a shit. Like, he's like it's Frank Sinatra
like
getting up a saloon.
Like we just begged
sure,
him.
I don't give a fuck. You know what? I do it for fun, not the money.
Well, no one even asked you to do it.
Sure, I'll do it. How about we do...
You want to do Golden Slumbers?
I don't know. Raindrops?
Yeah.
You know what I should do? What I meant to do is You'll Never Walk Alone. Yes.
What I meant to do.
Can you put some reverb in here?
Of course. Thank you. Katie, he wants
when
reverb.
You walk.
Give him reverb. He asked for reverb.
When you walk. Okay, should I do it with too much reverb?
No,
you want to hear it?
Just this amount of reverb.
Hello? Okay, but I might use my machine. Okay. This is the end of the show. You're gonna do the thing with that guy. Now what happens? He goes out with me one night. We're all doing karaoke.
Yeah.
And he does the same fucking thing as I'm trying to sing. He's.
But I kind of find out you're going to karaoke, and I kind of invite myself.
You do.
Yeah.
What's your name in this bit? I really like to get into these bits. What's this guy's name?
I don't know.
Lloyd?
Right, it's fun.
Did you see the way he disciplined his wife? She went to say something and he put his... By the way, that's what Roy just did. It's so funny. You know, it's amazing the jokes you can have when you respect each other.
Yeah.
And you can make any joke.
But wait, what?
I said, when you what?
What?
Huh? Huh? Who got Lloyd lost in their podcast?
Lloyd.
I think I did now. I got lost in my podcast, and I think I know how. Okay. See, I'm letting myself be like you. What do you think of the new me? No, seriously. Before this cat comes over to the mic, can Rory come back quickly? Oh, you want me to sing? I knew you liked it. You love when I sing. You don't have to say that. It delegitimizes it. But you like the way I sing? All right, never mind. Get away from me. Get away.
I just threw the cat on the ground.
Here we go. We're going to have to karaoke night, me and that guy. We were trying to name that guy.
Lloyd.
You'd have nothing of it. Lloyd. When you walk through a storm.
Folks, you hear it.
Hold your... I got to reset it up. We're at a funeral. Start it over.
We're at a funeral.
We're at a funeral and the whole office has to go.
Yeah.
You'll be missed. And I thought this song was appropriate. Don't... He gets them applauding.
Okay. It's great right there. It's great.
When you walk through a storm.
That's right, folks. When you're in a storm.
Hold your head up high.
Folks, eyes up here on Todd. He's singing.
Don't be afraid.
All right, we heard it. What are we going to be? We're going to not be afraid.
Of the dark.
Folks, let's eyes up here on Todd. Okay, this is for Marcus. That. It's for you, Marcus.
Please don't do that at the end.
Folks, at the end, you're going to make sure when you get to the end
of
the storm, there's going to be a golden sky.
Okay,
watch
now you're singing ahead of me. You're singing ahead of me.
You're going to want to be there.
No, you're getting to the words
guys,
before I do.
Nobody sing ahead of Todd.
No, you heard it. Oh, my God.
God is present. Marcus, go to
Silver
God.
Silver song of a lark.
A lot of people, you're going to ask Todd, what's a lark? Do not ask him. He knows.
No, they're not. Walk on. The wind.
No running, everybody. No
that.
Running.
Walk on through the rain.
Okay, you heard it, guys. Walk through
throw
the rain. Raincoats, umbrellas.
Okay, you
scolaces.
Need to stop doing that. You need to stop that.
Guys, if you're doing it, don't do it.
Stop it. You're ruining the song.
Okay, guys, do not ruin the song. We got one take.
I'm
make
not
going to
sing. I'm not going to sing if you're doing
all
this.
All right, I'll do it. Hope, guys. You're going to want hope. You're going to want to put that into your heart. You heard it from Todd. You're never, ever, no matter what, going to walk alone. So quit acting like you are because you're not. Okay, folks? This is one of the best funerals I've ever been to. Okay, folks, what are you going to do? Are you going to walk alone? The answer is no. We already heard it from Todd. Okay? You're never going to walk alone. All right? That goes for anybody parking far away. That goes for anybody in a... I don't care if you're in a lot. I don't care if you're in a garage. Walk on and do it with hope and put that hope in your heart, okay? Let's make sure we do that, all right? Let's not screw up like last year. Remember we couldn't get the coupons? We almost didn't have the dinner? You know who would have gone to that dinner by himself? I would have. Lloyd would have been there completely alone. Luckily, everybody ended up chipping in thanks to Todd, who really wanted us to be there. Now I didn't have to have dinner by myself. I never walked alone, okay? We heard it tonight. Let's not show up tomorrow and act like, who are we supposed to walk with? It doesn't matter. Anybody. Just don't be by yourself, okay?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.